This is not a new position for the government of Nigeria. They have said this before. They've said that, as you rightly say, that they won't hand Charles Taylor over to the special court, but they would consider handing him over to a democratically elected Liberian government. The reaction to that at the special court is, we really do believe that it's time for justice to take its course rather than having different politicians, regardless of where they are, whether they're Nigerian or Liberian, stating what the course of action should be for a lawfully indicted international war criminal.
Well, apparently the foreign minister again was adamant that he would not turn over Charles Taylor to the Sierra Leone Special Court. But do you have the impression that Nigeria is under greater international pressure to turn him over?
Certainly, I believe events of this year have shown that Nigeria is coming under increasing international pressure to hand Charles Taylor over. There was a unanimous resolution passed by the European Parliament earlier this year that was followed by resolutions through the US Senate and Congress in May. There's been very, very serious and very, very loud calls towards Nigeria to consider handing him over to the Special Court for Sierra Leone.
Say, for example, Charles Taylor was indeed turned over to a democratically elected government in Liberia. Can you say whether the court would then make a plea to that Liberian government to have Charles Taylor turned over to your jurisdiction?
I imagine we would, yes, but there's a few steps that have to happen before that can proceed. There has to be the election in Liberia, and then there has to be the installment of the leader of that country, which may not be until early next year. But our preferred course of action is for Charles Taylor to be handed over to the special court immediately from Nigeria.
Does not having Charles Taylor there before the special court create a hole in the prosecutor's efforts to try to bring to justice all those responsible for crimes in Sierra Leone during the Civil War?
There's a couple of points to consider there. I mean, yes, you're right. Charles Taylor, as a former head of state, is probably the most high-profile indictee before the special court. And the mandate of the special court is to prosecute those who bear responsibility, who bear the greatest responsibility for what happened in Sierra Leone from 1996 onwards. So if you put those two things together, Charles Taylor and those who bear the greatest responsibility, then one could argue that there is a hole created within the special court by him not being here for trial. But if you look at that in conjunction with who we do have here before the court in trial, there are 9 indictees that are currently going through the trial process. I think the majority of Sierra Leoneans that endured the war here would not think that there's a hole or a serious hole within the court just because Charles Taylor's not here. Of course, I think they would like him to come, but I don't think that the work of the court is in any way lessened without Charles Taylor being here.
Early in the year, the special court said that Charles Taylor was behind some regional disruption in West Africa, and of course he denied that. Does the court still hold that position?
The prosecutor does, yes. The prosecutor maintains that there is evidence to support claims that Charles Taylor continues to meddle in the affairs of Liberia. And that's also been supported by the United Nations mission in Liberia. And there's also concerns that he was behind an assassination attempt on the Guinean president. Now, the prosecutor does have evidence to support those, and that would be shown in a court of law when Charles Taylor comes to freedom.